And now we're going to talk about the Middle East. The U.S., the U.N., and Egypt continue what has been described as feverish telephone tag in efforts to forge a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas on the 21st day of fighting. For more on what it might take to get a lasting ceasefire, we talk to Hanan Ashwadi. Ashwadi is a Palestinian legislator, activist, and scholar, and apparently we're having a little difficulty with the line, so hopefully we will get her back. And we're going to move on to a different story and hopefully come back to this one. We're going to talk about the FDA, which is something, the Food and Drug Administration, which is something, Todd, you know a whole lot about.
Well, I've covered it for years. And Adora, do you, I know you remember 2004, but do you remember the block?
Maybe I don't.
Maybe you don't, actually. I don't know that you remember 2004. I'm assuming that you remember 2004. But do you remember the big blockbuster drug, Vioxx? The big one?
I remember the commercials.
Well, of course you remember the commercials. Well, that's part of the point of what we're talking about today. Back in 2004, Vioxx got pulled off the market in a panic, and that was after millions of Americans had already been taking it for years, and the maker of Vioxx, Merck, had already sold billions of dollars of it, by the way. Well, the list of other drugs that have been pulled off the market goes on and on and on, right up until today. And all the while, those drug ads, the ad after ad after ad, in the case of those painkillers like Vioxx, Dorothy Hamill skating around and feeling great.
Right.
I think in her 40s or probably in her 50s by now, showed people like Dorothy Hamill feeling great and enjoying life. And they were hammering the message home that our drug supply is safe and effective. Well, in many ways, it wasn't. And with us now is Dr. Stephen Nissen. He's chairman of the Department of Cardiovascular Medicine at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio. And he's author of an essay in this week's issue of the journal Nature. And it's all about problems at the Food and Drug Administration and what the new administration, the Obama administration, needs to do to get the FDA working again. His name is also getting thrown around, we should add, as one of the possible candidates for next FDA commissioner. Dr. Nissen, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning.
Great to be with you.
Well, Dr. Nissen, why do Americans see a barrage of ads for everything from Vioxx for pain to Avandia for diabetes, only to find out 3 or 4 years later that the drugs, in some cases, may be killing thousands with little benefit? Why does that happen?
Well, I think most of us who have been watching the FDA for a long time feel like it's a failed agency, that it really has been unable or unwilling to closely monitor both the safety and efficacy of drugs. This goes back a long way. There are many issues that have led to the current dysfunctional level of the FDA. One of them is the fact that the FDA is actually in part funded by industry.
User fees.
And it's called PDUFA.
Yep.
And this approach, which was begun in the 1990s, has led to a closer relationship between the industry that's being regulated and the regulators.
Well, that means the industry actually pays money into the FDA to fund the drug safety approval process. Doesn't that make the industry the paying customer instead of the public?
Well, that's the issue, isn't it? And, you know, the question is, who are the stakeholders here? And many of us want to return the FDA to the position where the principal stakeholder is the American people and not necessarily the regulated industry. Can you imagine if the EPA worked that way, if the biggest polluters were the ones that actually funded the EPA? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, Dr. Nissen, I've sat through probably 100 FDA advisory meetings over the years, many of them that you've participated in, and that's where drug companies present their data and august experts like you and others recommend approval or disapproval of these drugs. Is that a clean process? And if not, what's wrong with it in your view?
Well, it hasn't historically been as clean as it needs to be. There's been a lot of criticism about conflict of interest on those panels. Many of the most expert physicians have worked with industry. And I think it's important to understand that all of us, including myself, work with industry. But when you're receiving large amounts of income from industry, it does color your perception. And I think that we've got to get to the point where we create expert panels that involve people who are really not conflicted in any way. And that's another very important reform we've got to come to.
Well, of course, the industry says that there's no such thing as experts that aren't conflicted in any way, because we have a private free market system and drug companies fund research and they go to consultants and everybody reviews drugs and does research, and there's no such thing as a true expert, or at least very rare to have a true expert who's completely unconflicted. Is that true?
Well, look, I've served on many FDA advisory panels. I've served on some that have done a great job. I've served on some that made some of the most bizarre decisions that you can imagine, including one that actually after Vioxx was withdrawn, suggested that it would be okay to bring the drug back. And so I think that we can do better with FDA advisory panels, but we really have to look further. The problems are not FDA advisory panels. The problems are we have an agency that's desperately underfunded. The FDA regulates approximately $1 trillion of the economy. 25% of all consumer spending is food, drugs, and medical devices. And it does so with a budget that's one quarter the budget of the Centers for Disease Control.
And people don't realize that the FDA is really kind of a tiny agency.
It's a small agency. And what happened is, particularly during the last 8 years, is this administration has felt that they really didn't want regulation. And just as we saw a lack of regulation in the financial markets, we've seen a lack of regulation in this very important area of food, drugs, and medical devices.
Well, Dr. Nissen, I really want to thank you for joining us. We didn't even really talk about food, which is another huge issue. Food imports that the FDA is also in control of. Hopefully you'll come back and talk to us about food imports and food safety as well.
Anytime.
Well, find out more about President Barack Obama's cabinet picks and key appointees, possibly like Dr. Nissen, on Takeaway's website, thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.